Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
All righty. Hello there. Okay. It looks like we've got a little bit of technical difficulty that went on there. Technology is amazing until it stops working. So for those of you who were wondering what the heck happened, I'm back. I'm here. Hopefully I'm here. And hopefully Kina will be able to let me know that I'm back online. So anyway, oddly enough, today we're talking about conflict. And when we take a look at the different things that can create conflict. Having things not go the way we planned can create conflict. So as inevitable as death and taxes is conflict in our relationships. And sometimes it's really interesting because sometimes the conflict isn't exactly about what it is that we think it's about. So when we look at things like, oh, gee, like maybe technology failing or the phone's not working or having to recall in a couple of different times, that could build up and build up. So when the next person comes in and makes a comment to me or says something, I may react with a little bit more enthusiasm than originally intended. Why? Because I've got all this other stuff spiraling up around inside me, just waiting for someone to give me a reason to be able to project that out. So let's talk about just the body piece of conflict. What happens to us physically? Well, one thing is that we are not breathing. We are losing our ability to take nice deep breaths, and what that does is that can cause muscle fatigue, because what happens is the muscles aren't being oxygenated. So there's a tendency to tighten up and to feel uncomfortable. So we can also end up manifesting things like an upset stomach. We can manifest things like a headache or body aches. All these things are related to that conflict that starts off on a physical level. It is an energetic experience that creates issues in our bodies. So when we look at what happens to us, you know, even the body posture that we take, when we're in conflict, we're either kind of pulled in on ourselves. Maybe we have, you know, clenched jaws, which, you know, for those who have had TMJ problems, that can be an issue. Or, you know, if we're clenching up our body or curving our shoulders forward, or maybe we're stomping around and we're not moving in a way that is taking care of us. You know, maybe we're lifting or we throw something, and it's possible that, you know, maybe we create a sprained strain just because we've got all of this energy that's built up and it wants to be released. See, that's a big part of that whole conflict piece in our bodies. Our bodies don't want it. Our bodies don't really, you know, have that as a natural part of itself. The body wants to be in harmony. The body wants to be in balance. And what happens is that when we have all that energy that churns up, and I know that I feel it, if I'm feeling really very much in a conflict with someone, if I'm feeling a lot of aggravation, it's almost like something wants to give, something wants to explode. And that's that energy that's moving around inside of us. So let's take a look at what it is that we're really dealing with. We're dealing with energy. It's neither good nor bad. It's merely energy. The good or bad comes in when we want to add story to it. The story we add to it either is going to project the blame out or the cause out or the stimulus out, or it's going to turn it inward. And it's like, oh, man, I messed up. I did this. And where we just take this total personal responsibility for really, you know, what could be a simple misunderstanding, or it could be that somebody blew something out of proportion. So when you look at what it is that conflict does to you and how it is that it manifests to build upon itself, because conflict, it's almost like when we're in a state of conflict, what happens is everything starts adding to that. You know, every possible little thing that could happen that can lead us into, you know, further going into that downward spiral, it really is, you know, self-perpetuating. So how do we derail the crazy train? Because really, it's a crazy train, and depending on who's wearing the engineer's hat, you know, can really have a lot to do with how this thing gets resolved. How do you move past it? And not just move past it and resolve it, but actually create something that leads to growth. Now, one of the things that I work with in dealing with conflict is really that piece of separating the emotional story from what the real issue is. And to be able to do that is, it's a practice. And believe me, I work it and it works me constantly. Because when you reach that place of feeling that escalation, to be able to say, okay, stop, breathe, all right, what's happening? What is it that is the issue? What am I feeling right now? And not adding, you know, well, I'm feeling this because, you know, start off with just identifying what you're feeling, because that's not necessarily as easy as it sounds. You know, it's, am I feeling anger? It's like, okay, I'm feeling angry, but what's underneath that? Is it that I'm angry because something is scaring me? Or is it anger because I'm not feeling appreciated? Or is it anger because, you know, this really was not a right thing to do, and I've been, you know, either victimized or, you know, betrayed. Betrayal is a huge, huge piece, because in a lot of cases, somebody cannot really irritate us too much if it's not somebody fairly close. I mean, if it's someone we don't know or we barely deal with, you know, they say something aggravating, it's like, whatever. But if it's someone close to us and, you know, we really feel like, you know, either, you know, we've been taken for granted or just really our trust was betrayed, that can lead down a very, very challenging sort of sequence of events and sequence of energetic expression that can make it really, really hard. Because the more history we have people, you know, or with people, the more inclined we are to kind of draw back up on it. You know, like I said, if it's somebody you barely know, then, you know, it's not so bad. But let it be someone who you've had a really long relationship with, you know, long-term friends, long-term, you know, and family, and, you know, people who we have a whole lot of history with. Usually a conflict will go into the database and pull up, oh, yep, here we go. Here's where this happened before, or here's where, you know, this other fairly related conflict came in. And the energy of that adds to what we've already got going. So we need to make fix. We need to figure out a way to be able to find balance in it. And the first thing is taking a look at, you know, not only what you're feeling, but what the actual thing that's irritating you is. You know, let's say, well, you know, I wanted to have a discussion with this person and they said that they would talk to me and they didn't. And, you know, they, you know, I just wanted to get something clear and they, you know, blew it back in my face and made me feel bad about myself. So, you know, if something like that goes on, the emotional component is that, you know, you're feeling unappreciated and you're feeling disrespected. And maybe you're feeling, you know, a little scared that this person, you know, maybe, you know, you don't mean to them what you think you do, or that they don't mean to you what you think they do. So, you know, taking a look at all the emotional pieces, then it's like, okay, we'll put that in a box and we'll put it right over here. Now, the reality of it is that this person was supposed to speak to you and they didn't. And somehow that set off a sequence of events. So being able to just go, okay, this is what happened, and this is how I feel about it. This is what this situation brought up in me. And in a lot of cases, it does come down to fear. Even if it's just, you know, well, they don't appreciate me. Well, why does their not appreciating you bother you? Well, because, you know, it makes me worry that, you know, they really don't, you know, they aren't my friend, or they aren't someone I can trust as much as I thought I could, or, you know, it could be any story. But just accept it and say, you know, it's like, you know what? All right, this is my story. Now, then, you know, it becomes of, okay, what's my part in the story? Where's my chapter? You know, where's the, okay, this happened, you know, maybe the person said that they called, but they left a voicemail, or they called on something else, or whatever. So, you know, then it's like, okay, did I get a message from them that I didn't realize or didn't pick up? You know, or, you know, could there have been some part that I played in this miscommunication? Because ultimately, you know, a lot of times it is about miscommunication, especially for the people close to us. It may have been that that person just really didn't understand what it was that you were trying to express. And it may be that this is a person that, you know, doesn't deal well with, you know, being confronted about things. And then they escalate, and their escalation makes you escalate. So in deciding to make a conflict conscious as opposed to unconscious, the first thing, you know, we do is we go through, we evaluate, take a look at it. What am I feeling? You know, where in my body am I feeling it? That's always an interesting thing. Because the more clinical you make it, and, you know, not that emotion should be clinical, or not that, you know, because, you know, they can't be classified. It would, you know, it's a, you know, it's instinct. It's the things that pop up. It is a way of looking at it without as much emotion. It's like, okay, let's make this a you know, case for Dr. House. And, you know, looking at what are the symptoms, what are the signs, and what is the differential diagnosis for all you, you know, medical folks out there. Looking at differential diagnosis. Okay, could it be this? Could it be this? Could it be this? You know, if you take away everything. There's a saying, I think it was in Sherlock Holmes, if you remove everything that is impossible, then whatever you have left, no matter how unlikely, is the truth. So it takes a little bit of investigation. It takes a little bit of looking at where is this coming from in me? And in a lot of cases, the things that irritate us most about other people are stuff that we really don't like to see in ourselves. So if you tend to, you know, really dislike the fact that you procrastinate, maybe the person showing up late for the appointment with you, you know, part of it is that, you know, it's like, oh, man, it's like this person is not on time. Why can't they be on time? It's like, well, yeah, sometimes I procrastinate too. So figuring out how you want to respond to something and making a conscious choice. Now, if you still want to blow up and yell and scream and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, understand that's a choice. It is something that, you know, some people say it's like, well, I just have a temper, I just have this. I don't buy that. And, you know, while, yes, people have tempers, a lot of times they're selective. You know, would that person blow up in the same way if they were in front of their grandparents or, you know, if they were in their work environment? I know somebody who has, like, a tremendously volatile temper. Yet, at work, everybody says, oh, yeah, he's nice, he's cool, he's sweet. Yet he gets around his family and, you know, it's like, boom. And he would say, you know, well, I, you know, that's just how I am. No, that's how you choose to be. And it's how we all choose to be sometimes. And yes, sometimes we need to let that energy out, whether it's, you know, going out and running, if you can do that, or pounding a pillow or screaming into a pillow or doing whatever it takes to release some of that excess energy and then come down to the point. And maybe it's just having a good cry and being completely, you know, in that moment. Then, you know, you wipe your face, you figure it out, and you go, okay, what can I do to change this because I don't like this the way it is? Now, not everybody wants to resolve conflict. It may sound odd, but there are some people who seem to thrive on it. Or, you know, if you want, you go to them and say, you know what, I really need to talk about this, they may not be receptive to that. So it's important to have a plan that if this other person is not open to being talked to, or maybe in that moment, or maybe they feel that the whole thing is your fault and that, you know, they don't want to deal with you. So whatever it is that you decide is your game plan, whether it's to go out, release the energy, you know, attempt to talk to the person. If they don't want to talk to you, then you've got to figure out a way to bring that back down on your own. And part of it may be just saying, you know what, sometimes people are just weird. Sometimes, you know, folks have their ways on, they get in a bad mood, and if it's somebody who routinely does this, then you reevaluate how much that person needs to be in your life. You know, maybe you need to make a little bit of a separation, you know, at least for a while until they get their stuff together. So, you know, there is the possibility of avoidance. And, you know, just say, you know what, I don't need to play in that particular playground. I don't need to run that particular game. I don't choose to be in a situation where I know I'm going to not feel well. And, you know, when we reach that point, yeah, you know, take a time out, walk away. It is better to walk away from a conflict than just to feed into something that is going to end up escalating. And usually when it escalates, it never escalates anywhere good. You know, some folks feel that, you know, well, it's healthy to, you know, yell and let it all out and then nobody, you know, then everybody gets over it. I have yet to find a situation where people were just got over it or forgot about it or let it go, because it comes up every once in a while. It's like either the family joke and insert quotes, you know, about those things that really are very hard, and people will just like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, you remember that time? And, yes, usually not a lot good follows that either. So when you reach that point, and we each know ourselves, we can feel it escalating. We can feel it inside of ourselves. We can feel when we're feeling frustrated, like we're not being heard. It is better to walk away than to stay in something where you know the other person is not listening, where you know the other person is you know, they're just totally focused on their side of it. And you may need to give them that space. And maybe you need to take that space for yourself to just say, you know what, I can't talk about this right now. And go and deal with figuring out what it is you're really upset about. And in a lot of cases, it goes back to that whole concept of, you know, that inner child, that person inside who's hurting. Because you know what? Even if the other person was 100% wrong, it may be that, you know, it came from someplace that's hurting within them. And to be able to have compassion for that and to be able to see yourself in them. Remember when you were that upset over something. And, you know, it reaches that, when you reach that breaking point, you know, I know I just reach a place where I just want to cry. And that is part of one of the ways that I go ahead and release stuff. Because, you know, you reach that emotional place. And I know that generally society does not think it's cool for men to cry, which, you know, thank God a lot of that is changing around. You know, people are being allowed to be themselves. And, you know, for my brothers out there, you know, I really, you know, send out appreciation and I honor the fact that when you are able to reach a point where that's okay as a way to release emotion. And I also know women who are tremendously angry and, you know, they don't know how to cry. They don't know how to let it go. So it's not specific to a gender, you know. I mean, that has a part of it, and that's more nurture than nature as far as, you know, whether or not crying is a reasonable release, but sometimes it is. And sometimes, you know, even if you just have to get off by yourself and let go. The really main thing that I want to share with you and to get across is that a conflict exists in a moment. It is a photograph. It is a page. Now, if it's something that reoccurs, take a look at it and see whether or not this is something that, you know, you can get past, whether this is something that you can move on from and learn from it so you don't have to repeat that pattern. And if this is a conflict with someone who likes staying in that pattern, figure out how much that person really should be in your life. Because, you know, there are people who love conflict. And you know, I'm sure we all know of them. And they will pick a fight and dig in their heels almost as if it's a rush that they get out of it. And, you know, if that person wants to be in that space, fine. You make a choice. You decide whether or not you want to ride the crazy train. My suggestion is let that sucker just go past in the station. Because I would imagine there's a better train that you could get on other than that. Because it is not productive. It does not help us. And it is completely within our nature to have conflict. How we have it is up to us. It's up to what we choose. It's up to how we want to hold it. And, you know, don't act based on a moment. Don't make a decision that will have longer reaching effects than that moment. Because bottom line, if you think about it, if you could take away that one instance, that one event, and, you know, have it be gone, is that still a person that you want in your life? And if the answer to that is yes, then let it go. Say what you have to say, even if you have to write it down in a letter and give it to them. They may not read it, but, you know, figure out if this is someone who is that important to you that you want them to stay in your life, an active part of your life, then find those ways of releasing the energy. Then you deal with the conflict. Don't deal with the conflict while that energy level is, you know, at its highest point. Walk away, do something to release, then come back and figure out what really is the story, what is going on, where is it living in you, and what's your part in it. So I wish you amazing conflict resolution. I hope that all of your conflicts are small ones, and I want you to just know, you know, we're all in this together. Nobody is above conflict. How we handle it becomes our choice, and our choice can be very, very powerful in helping us create the life we want. So thank you for listening, and we have the Lifestyles for Women Expo coming up May 18th, 19th, and 20th for those of you who are in the Bay Area. It's going to be at the Great Mall in Milpitas, and I will be at booth 17. I will not only be talking with people, I will also be putting on my chiropractor hat and, you know, helping some folks out. And so if you have a pain in your back and you're near the Great Mall, come on down Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also, this coming Tuesday, May 22nd, I'm going to be here at the Center for Creative Living in San Jose, and I will be introducing a very special type of meditation that is about unlocking the frequencies of the natural world and being able to move into that place of connecting with plants and stones and crystals and things like that, and to actually be able to come at it from an energetic point of view, to be able to create resonance. So that's going to be a really, really fun class. Like I said, it's here at the Center for Creative Living, and the cost is $10. And if you would like to know more about chiropractic care or books or events, consultation, or if you just want to talk to me about almost anything, including speaking maybe for your group, you can reach me through one of my websites, which is www.the-healing-house.com. You can also find out about my goings-on at frequenciesthebook.com. And for meetup events, for those of you who are on meetup.com, go to www.meetup.com and search Divine Events. So you can reach me all those ways and let me know if there's something cool that you have, you know, in mind, a suggestion for a show. And, hey, we can go from there. And if you would like to have me, you know, travel to wherever you are, just contact me and let me know. I love to travel. So for the events, especially the one coming up at the Great Mall, as always, Healing House Radio listeners, if you come up and tell me you're a Healing House Radio listener, we'll get your book for free, and I will autograph it for you and everything. So have a wonderful week, my friends. And just remember, even though they started it, you can end it, because it really has nothing to do with them. It has to do with you. So have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week here in the Bay Area. The weather is gorgeous. So, you know, get out, do something, especially if you're having a conflict with someone. Get outside. You know, have the wind blow in your face. Go down to the beach. Do whatever it is you need to do and find that way to balance back in yourself, because balance starts and ends with our choices. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.